I would like to acknowledge the Quandamooka people, the traditional owners of the land on which this podcast was recorded, and to pay my respects to their elders past, present, and those emerging. I am fortunate to be able to spend much of my lifestyle outside on the land of the longest living storytellers in the world, and I am grateful for their ongoing care and connection to the land and the waterways. I do my best to respect the land by treading carefully and acknowledging the beauty when I am working, living, and playing on country. I've had incidental chats with Mandy Day over the years, but I have no idea she'd been a family daycare provider for a quarter of a century. It was great talking to Mandy about the childcare industry, what has changed, and how she continues to be motivated and energized to look after small humans all week. It was a really nice chat. Enjoy getting to know Mandy. Thanks, Mandy, for being part of the Women of Winter Manly podcast.
You're welcome.
So our first question I'll ask you, like I always do, is what do you love about the Bayside and how did you get here?
How did I get here? I moved with my family down here. I had recently separated from my husband and, just moved to Wenham and, just liked the waterfront and...
Yeah, where from? Where were you before that?
Before that, I was actually in Toowoomba.
Oh, so it was quite a move.
Yeah.
So, and was it the water that appealed to you to move to here? Was there anyone else around?
Family.
Oh, family was around. You did have family here.
Around, yeah.
Yeah.
My parents were living down here at Kapalaba.
Yeah.
I moved down to Kapalaba. And, my sister set me up in a blind date.
Really?
And that's how I've met my husband now.
Soon after you moved here, you got set up on a blind date.
I did. I had been separated for almost 12 months.
Yeah, I wasn't going to judge you for the time.
I had been separated for 12 months, just under 12 months, and, my sister set me up with a person that she worked with.
Wow. So, and what year was that? How long ago?
Oh, many moons ago. probably... I think we're in our 33rd year now.
Oh, wow. So, wow. So you're a long-term time Baysider now.
I am, yes. Husband's born and bred.
Oh, okay.
He's a winner of mine.
Yeah. So how old were your kids when you moved here? Were they still primary school age?
They were babies.
Yeah.
The oldest daughter's 36.
Yeah.
And the son's 33.
Oh, yeah. So you did really start again in the area. Yep.
Not only then, again with that, we also started again with another family.
That's true.
12 years later, we had another two children.
Oh, wow. Wow, 12 years later.
God. So a bit of a gap.
Yeah. How was that for you? Because that must be a big transition. I'll get back to quickly what you loved about the Bayside before I start. Delving into what you did when you got here. So what do you love about it now?
Oh, what do I love about it now? It's definitely the sea breeze.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely the sea breeze. The support around Wenham. It doesn't matter where you are. Most people are friendly. I'd go a good 99% of the people are so friendly. So
yeah.
I mean, I was at Aldi last weekend and the lady was struggling to get a coin for her shopping trolley. I just gave her mine.
Mm,
And she goes, can I pay your bank? I'm going, it's just a coin.
It does have that feel about it, doesn't it? People seem just happy to help each other.
People are willing to help other people.
Yeah.
So,
nice. And have you seen a difference in the 30-odd years you've been here?
I have. A lot of new areas have gone up. Even where we live now, there used to be a orchard behind us.
Really?
Yeah. It was about 2.5 acre orchard and the two older children used to go up there and play in the trees. So that's all gone now.
Is that development now?
Yeah, it's all houses. So all houses and, just coming down from Wakeley used to be all farmland. Going up where there's a, on Radford Road, used to be a great big, acreage area. So, it's all been built in now.
Yeah, wow.
Big changes.
Yeah. Yeah. So back to your family, I'm really intrigued. After 12 years, so you had these little people.
Yes.
And then they would have been teenagers then when you, the next teenagers. Two children came along.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. When we told the children, we sat them down and told them that they were going to be a big brother and big sister.
Mm-hmm.
The daughter took it really well. The oldest son didn't take it so well.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't understand why we would do it again. Why do you have to do it again? I'm not going to be the youngest anymore.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so, change the dynamics.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, I'm sure we adjusted. He had no choice. And how was parenting teenagers and babies at the same time? And what's the difference, age difference between the two little ones?
Did only a couple along? Of years. Yeah. Only a couple of years, about 2 years between the last two. Yeah. 2 years between the first two. And then 12 years between the two-twos.
The sets.
So, it was really good because, I mean, the older two used to help.
Mm.
You know, the daughter would sit on the lounge and give bottles while I did dinner. It was good. So, and that's when I transitioned into family daycare.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So what were you doing before that?
I was a commercial cleaner. So working night shift.
Oh, gosh. I
did that for 7 years.
Were you doing that in Toowoomba before you moved up here?
No, I was doing it here.
Yeah.
I used to clean the teachers' college.
Oh, okay.
At Malcolvat.
The
students, international students' college at Jimboomba.
Mm-hmm.
So done the airport.
And all night shifts.
This school wasn't. That was a really early start. Mm. And then when we finished the school, we'd go to the dormitories.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, but the teachers' college was a night shift.
Yeah.
Night shift did that for 4 years, and then the company sent me back there. It's time to change jobs.
It's all been a hard slog.
Especially raising two younger children.
Yeah.
And then when I started doing family daycare, I then had the next two. Family daycare.
Oh, I was going to ask about that. What the sequencing was.
Yeah.
So you were family daycare, so that's at home base care.
That's at home base care.
Yep.
It's very different to
a centre.
When I first started now, it's very different to a centre.
So how many years now have you been doing that then?
I'm actually in my 25th year. Come May next year, it'll be 25 years.
That's a lot of family daycare.
That's a lot of children.
It is.
A lot of beautiful children.
Yeah.
So a lot of challenging children and a lot of challenging parents.
Yeah. And what's because I remember my daughter, my mum looked after her for a little while, but her first non-family was a family daycare provider, and so she was one. And I saw her, my daughter's now 32, and I saw the daycare provider just a couple of years ago, and it was so nice to say, oh, this is what she's doing, because it's such a familiar environment, isn't it? You really do feel like they're part of an extended family as a family.
Well, I've got children that I looked after when they were in year one who have added me on their Facebook. And now it's, I still get to see them grow.
So what's the sort of average time, do you think? Do you have people, it's all over the place, how long children are with you?
Oh, it depends on the family.
Yeah.
I've had children come in for a couple of weeks. I've had children stay for 4 years. So, and then go on to school. It depends on the family situation. I've got one that's actually leaving soon, and she is moving, but there's left room with me as long as they possibly can.
Because it's sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's sad. It's sad. Yeah. But it's also good to see them grow and develop in you know, their next step.
So what's changed in the family daycare space, do you think?
Paperwork.
Oh, really? Paperwork. More compliant sort of things
well,
to
we
do?
Were always compliant.
Yeah.
But it's more the evaluations and the risk assessments and the planning and the programming and the learning stories and the moving forwards. There's a lot of documentation that you have to do now to prove you know, that you're not seeing them in front of the TV, you never did. From when I first started 24 years ago, I mean, we were getting $3 a child an hour. So that's improved a little bit too. And, of course, then they brought in that everybody has to be qualified. So we went out and we did our Cert 3.
Oh, so you had to go and do it.
Yeah, you have to be either doing it now, you either have to be doing it.
Before you start.
Or have it, yes. So, and then 7 years ago, I thought, I should do my diploma. And my coordinator came around, she says, I found you this. She showed me my diploma for $20. I'll do it. Yeah. So we got a group of educators together.
Yeah, yeah.
We all paid our $20, and the government, because they wanted to upskill
so they subsidized older
people,
it. Yeah.
The government subsidized it, and we paid our $20, and, we RPL'd most of it.
Wow, that's great. Yeah. So, still takes time, though.
It still took us 6 months.
Yeah, yeah.
So it still took us 6 months because we were still working
full-time. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, most educators do 5 day week, 10 hour days.
Yeah. I used to say that about when my child was in childcare. I used to say, you don't get a lunch break. Like, you know, you can't just say, here, we'll go to a room for 45 minutes. I'm going to go and have my lunch quietly. It's all day.
Yeah.
It's
a very committed job. Now, they've just brought in now we have to do a 10-minute sleep check. Oh. I mean, I check my children. I sit with my children while they sleep, so it's not a problem for me. But some other educators that haven't got the layout that I have actually physically have to go into each room and do a 10-minute
every check. 10 minutes?
Every 10 minutes. And we have an app that we have to use to
To prove that you've, as evidence. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So you're really monitored.
We're really monitored.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Wow.
Yeah. It is a hard job now to do. Mm. The children aren't hard to do.
Mm.
They're great, but it's all the paperwork and the other stuff
that you have to do in addition to.
We do.
Yeah. Find the time to do that.
Yeah. You've got to make the time.
Yeah, that's compulsory.
So it's compulsory that we have to do this now.
Mm.
So, and because I have a pool, I have to have the coordinators come out and check my fist once a month.
Once a month?
Once a month. They come out and they check. It's really, really strict with compliance.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but it is what it is. I mean,
it's about keeping kids safe.
It is exactly right.
Yeah.
We do find that... in most cases, a centre will have an accident and they come hard on family daycare.
Yeah. They just really ripple effect.
Yeah. Yeah. but that's just how it is.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a shame sometimes. It's similar to all industries, isn't it? Something, one error or something, someone doing something wrong. Unfortunately, everyone has to pay the consequence of change rules to, make sure it doesn't happen again.
Yeah. Well, that is true. But like I said, the industry for early education is really struggling with people.
For finding people.
It's not just in family daycare, it's in centres too.
Mm.
So I have branched out into a centre. I work centres on Fridays.
Oh, okay. Is that the first time you've done that?
I've been doing it for a few months now.
But in 24 years, you've always done that.
Yes, home-based. In 24 years, I've done home-based, but now I'm doing both.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to choose which way path I want to take.
Yeah.
But centres, they're struggling just as much.
Yeah, yeah.
So they just can't find
people
to work either.
It's such an important job and I just don't get paid enough either. Really?
No. Unfortunately, the centres, because most of these are young girls who are studying their Cert 3 or, you know, going into their diploma. And, of course, your wage does change to how skilled you are and how qualified. But I feel sorry for them because they're only on, like, $26 an hour.
So they leave? They move on to other things?
Well, they find that the job's not as easy as what they thought.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and Not just that, but some of them are studying other things as well. So just trying to find their own path.
Yeah,
and they just thought, you know, childcare because they love children.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, just loving children isn't enough.
So how do you find the environment for yourself? How do you find the childcare, the centre?
The centre? In comparison? I actually don't mind the centre. I've gone in as a float. And because I have a diploma, all centres have to have a ratio of 50% diploma qualified. And because I'm diploma qualified.
How fortuitous was that?
I go in and I relieve other educators for the lunch. So I just go from room to room to room.
Okay.
I have the fun part where I can just play with the children.
You can do that.
I just give out the cuddles and stuff like that. So I find the baby's rooms really hard because of their ratio. But that's just because the ratio
Is that how much you have to do?
The ratio is four babies to one educator. Yeah. And that's...
And up to 12 months?
Yes.
Yeah. So all stages of development up to 12 months.
That's right. And, of course, the little cherubs don't all sleep up.
No.
So, you know, you've got eight babies in a room, so you've got two educators in a room. And, of course... They don't all sleep at the same time. They don't eat at the same time. Yeah. So you are really busy.
The whole time. Yeah.
So the toddler's room is a little bit easier. We do have, you know, food all at the same time. We do have
a structure at least.
They start to structure them.
Yeah.
And then, of course, as you get through the older children, it gets easier.
Yeah. What's your favourite? Which is your favourite year group?
I'm toddlers.
Yeah.
Babies are cute, but they're a lot of work. Yeah. But toddlers, definitely.
What is it? What is it about toddlers that you like?
They're just more cuddly. They just want more cuddles. They're just genuine. You know, where you get the older group that's a bit more demanding. Attitude.
Toddlers just love the world still, don't they?
They do.
And everything's new and exciting and fun.
So, I mean, back to family daycare, that I feel that my toddlers are a little bit more advanced than the ones in the centre because there's only four of them. So I teach sign language, Auslan, to just the basic stuff to the children. My twins that I have in care at the moment, they can write their name, trace their name. I have a three-year-old who can actually write her name. And the other one that's two and a half, she is starting to get the letters of her name. She gets them all jumbled up, but they're still there. Sometimes they're back to front. Which is super cute.
So what made you teach sign language, Auslan, to them?
I had a little girl come into care who had a hearing issue. And I thought, well, I need to improve myself to be able to help her. And, I actually did online courses and learned sign language.
What a great skill, though, to have for yourself, but to teach the children as well.
It's very basic sign language. But I teach them the alphabet. I teach them colours. Yes, please, no.
I know that one quickly. It's a quiet no, at least.
Exactly. And if they look at me and I'm doing that, they know what that means. But no, they know that shaking my hand is no.
Oh, that's awesome. And so how do you find, after all those years, how do you find the energy still? Because I would imagine some people, after a number of years with little people around them, they would be depleted of energy to every day still be loving it and still enjoying it. What do you think keeps you going?
I think the energy of the children.
I think
the energy of the children. Never is one day the same. So, you know, you've got your toilet training to do, and then you've got to positive reinforced, you know, don't worry, we've had an accident, move on from that. Let's tomorrow not have any accidents. sense.
Yeah, yeah.
So, no, it's just the energy from the children. And of course, it always is important for the support of parents. Always important for the support of parents. So, because, I mean, the children might go back to a parent and say something, but that's the way they see it. It's not the way that it actually, you know, happened. And I've had parents come and ask me, oh, so-and-so said such and such. Oh, okay, that's the way that they've seen it.
So,
And I go, yeah, but this is how it actually happened. So, and they go, oh, that's fine. So, but yeah, no, it's just the energy that you have from the children. I mean, you get four little screaming darlings running around your backyard. You've got to have energy.
You don't have a choice.
Put on some music. Let's get all those wiggles out. I mean, my neighbours must love the wiggles.
Oh, they probably like Fridays if you're at the centre.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a nice approach then to mix it up with the centre, just to make a choice about longer term. So
I'm thinking down the road, just for with you know, heading towards retirement. I don't want to just retire. I'd like to be able to go and do something that I love doing, and still get paid for it.
Yeah, it's an industry where you could do a couple of days.
Just do a couple of days because of the demand.
Yeah.
Just do a couple of days.
Yeah, you'll always have work.
Yeah. Well, hopefully. That's all I wanted anyway. No, it is a good industry, but it's not painted the way it should be. It is a hard job to do. So.
And you've got to love it, as you say.
You've got to love the children, the parents, the coordinators, the management team.
Yeah, all that goes with it.
And you've got to follow the rules. It's as simple as that. If you're not following the rules, I mean, we get QA'd, which is quality assurance, checks done on us every 3 to 5 years, and you've just got to follow the rules. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's 4 children you can have at once?
No, they have 7.
Okay.
So in the beginning I did do the 4 little ones and I did do 3 school age. So, and the numbers didn't – my children didn't count in the numbers. Mm. Where it has now changed where your children now do count in the numbers. If you've got school age children and a little child, they count in the numbers.
Okay, yep. Yeah, so, which kind of makes sense, doesn't it? I guess you've still got so that many got heads to look after.
If you've got 4 school-age children yourself, you're only allowed to have 3. So one of those school-age children count for your little ones.
Yeah, yeah.
So overall, you're allowed to have 7 children. I can have 7 school-age children, but I can't have any little ones.
Yeah.
So you're only allowed to have 4 little ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Under school.
So your kids are all grown up into adulthood. Yeah. So you do you feel like you've become empty nesters?
No, I want to move back.
I was going to say, oh, they moved back. Apart from that, though, you've just always had children at the house still, so it's probably a different deal.
We did have a few years there that we were empty nesters.
True empty nesters,
yeah. It was great. We could do, well, not that we you know, he's 20, so he still does what he wants when he wants. He's just not allowed to have parties. Not parties, you go to the house.
It's interesting though. I think I've had lots of parents over the years because I probably was one of the first to have kids out of my friends, and people go, oh, I never want them to leave, and I go, yeah, you feel like that, but when they leave, you adjust quickly.
Yeah, you do. So it's no more. What do you want for dinner? Oh no. Oh, they come home. You've cooked dinner 20 minutes ago, and they come home and go, oh no, we don't want that. We'll get Uber. So Uber costs $40 to deliver. And here I've cooked a meal and going, okay, that's nice to make money.
So you've only got the one back at home.
One back at home, but he is apparently moving out with his girlfriend. So,
yeah.
Yeah, no, all my children are quite grounded. Quite successful. So.
Good. And they always loved having the littlies around?
They did. Most of the time. I'm going to say not always. But then again, I had the house set up so that, you know, we were living in a 2-story house. So upstairs was my living area, kids could go upstairs to get away from it.
Oh, okay.
And yep. then we'd have downstairs.
For the little leaves. Yeah. Put it all set up for it. So what do you do? What do you do outside of work? Because that's a long day that you do 5 days a week and pretty, you know, intensive in being on all the time.
I like to see the sunrise.
Yeah.
We, as much as I can, I can get the husband up. Here's your coffee.
A bit of enticement.
Buy your coffee. So, yeah, down the waterfront, usually, probably I'd say a good 3 to 4 mornings a week. Yeah. We'll go for a 5K walk.
Mm.
And then, of course, when he gets home, we'll go back down the waterfront for another 5K walk. So.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, we average on around about 70 k's a week.
Yeah, you do a lot of walking. Yeah.
It used to be running, but not so much running anymore.
Yeah. So. But you obviously just enjoy it.
Yes. We do choose different places to go for a walk. I mean, we went in the city a few months ago now, and just for a walk, just to do 5 or 6 k, we end up walking a half a marathon.
Just kept walking and chatting.
We just kept walking.
Yep. Just the legs kept moving.
But then again, I do like chocolate. So I've got to walk and eat chocolate.
And what do you get from walking, do you think? Is it just having some time with you and your husband? Because you probably – is that your time together as well? Is that
No, we spend as much time as together as we – We do a lot together. So, and our new adventure, we'll be spending more time together.
Oh, what's that?
We have just bought 200 acres.
200 acres?
200 acres.
Oh, whereabouts?
up past Dolby.
Yeah.
So,
So that will be your weekend activities?
That will be our weekend, not every weekend because it's a fair drive. That's we'll be heading that way for retirement.
Oh, wow. So
we're actually putting a little granny flat on there at the moment.
Yeah.
So it'll be completely off the grid.
Yeah. So that you'll just put something there for you to go and
There's something there now, we're just fixing it up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, something there we're fixing it up now to live in, to retire onto. Hopefully next year the husband will wind down a bit further and he'll do less days.
Yeah. So he's still working full-time as well?
No, I will be cutting down.
Oh, you'll be cutting, you'll both be cutting down.
Yeah, we'll be cutting down to a 3 to 4
Yeah. So you can have longer weekends.
So we can have longer weekends and more time up on the property.
Wow, that's a big adjustment. You can walk the perimeter of the.
We're going from a sea breeze to a tree breeze.
Yes, you are. Is there a lot of work to do on the land?
We don't want to clear it.
Okay.
So it's not. We won't be running. It's just retirement. So
space.
It's just space.
Yeah,
it's just it came up at a great price, and we just went
What was the appeal?
Moving out of the city.
Yeah,
getting away from the busy life, relaxing, and just it was more me saying to the husband, "It's time for us to wind down. It's time for us to enjoy." You know, we've had a few friends pass away. My mum passed away. So it's just time.
Yeah, to slow down.
Just to go up there and relax. And, I mean, we could go to the beach side, but it costs so much money.
Yeah.
It costs so much money. And I just said, you know, let's go out rural. So let's go off the grid. No bills, just rates.
And not that far away. Like it's a decent drive, but you're not.
It's not that far away. We have our house in Wenham, so we'll keep hold of that. The daughter, we can always go and stay with the daughter. Yeah. She's got her own house. So
you've got places to come and stay if you want to be back in the area.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that'll be a huge change. And I guess there's no rush either, is there?
There's no rush.
It's there.
We're fixing it up. We're quite excited in fixing it up at a minimal cost.
Yeah. So, yeah, doing it yourself, what you
yeah,
can.
Yeah.
Nice little project.
It will be. It is. Yeah. So, and, of course, it's a blank canvas. So, like I said to him, I said, well, I want the kitchen here, and I want the bedroom there, and the bathroom here, and you know, yeah. and we don't need a huge dining room, you know,
yeah.
you don't
need not much space. No. Yeah, yeah.
So no, it'll be really good. So,
oh, that's awesome.
Clean air.
Yeah, yeah. How far is Dolby from here to drive? An hour and a half. Isn't it a bit
to the property, it's about a 4.5 hour.
Oh, that far, of course. Yeah, 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 yeah. yeah. That's also other side of Toowoomba. Yes, yeah.
stopping
yeah.
stop yeah. for coffee.
Oh, of course.
So, yeah.
Oh, so you've got it all worked out for the for your long weekends. You can long work weekends a few days.
And, you know, Christmas time, we might go up for a week or so.
Yeah. Oh, good on you.
Yeah. We just got to get the dog car trained because she's never been car trained and she squeals like a banshee.
Oh, you know what? That's for 4 hours.
Not really. We might be calling into Toowoomba quick. It's a sedative for her.
She'll love the land. Will she love running around?
I might be a little bit nervous letting her off because she's such
so used to the city
dog.
Yeah.
She won't know what snakes are or anything like that. So
yeah.
I know that there's snakes on the property, so... There's got to be a snake up there on 200 acres.
Yeah. At least one.
Yeah. So, and I know there's a lot of wildlife up there, and I don't want her to destroy that. So.
Yeah, yeah.
So she will have, eventually she'll have a dog yard.
Yeah, for herself.
For herself, keep her safe and keep other things safe.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Oh, what a nice plan. Yeah. What a nice plan. You can do all your walks up there then around the
property. Yeah. Well, we do quite a bit of walk around. It'll be great.
Yeah.
We actually quite excited about going up there.
Yeah, I bet. It's a new phase of your life.
Yeah, well, we haven't had it that long, so we've only had it for a couple of months.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it is new.
It is very new.
The planning stage is still exciting too.
It's very new.
Oh, excellent. Oh, well, we'll hope to see you here for a little while longer, at least in the area.
Definitely.
Walking along the waterfront.
Carson says he's too busy to retire.
Okay.
So, well, at least you can wind down a little bit.
Yeah, slow down at least. Yeah. Start it. Get it started. Excellent. Well, it's been lovely chatting with you, Mandy. Thank you.
Okay, no worries.